Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, if you want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance on July 19th at Oracle Park, we're going to give you that chance this hour and all week in all of the 4 o'clock hours. All week long here on Willard and Dibbs. Plus, one of the five winners, will be selected and upgraded to suite tickets. A couple of suite tickets. It's all courtesy of Live Nation. Just keep listening. At some point this hour, we will instruct you. We will cue you. You will be on your way in. When we tell you that it's time, you'll need to be caller 5 on our contest line. We'll give you that number at the time. Be caller 5 and the pair of tickets to My Chemical Romance. And the chance to be upgraded are yours. Good luck. Keep listening. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. All right, Dibs, take a listen. You tell me what your kind of reaction is.
Okay.
So Jonathan Papelbon is a former Red Sox reliever. He's a current Red Sox analyst and also apparently a half crazy person in the minds of many of our listeners. After a good solid 17 minutes of a Papelbon journey yesterday right here on Willie and Dibby. So I asked him, based on the comments he was making, because he was all about like, oh, he wouldn't go to team functions and I couldn't get him to do an interview. I was like, hey, Pappy, is this guy like, are you saying he's a bad teammate?
I do. He wasn't willing to conform to what the Red Sox needed. And when you're the highest paid player and your company or your team needs something, I think it's up to that person that they have to do what's best for the team. Am I in that clubhouse? No, I'm not. Do I hear little riffs and stuff about what's going on? Yeah, here and there. But I do know for 110% fact that John Henry was not happy with Rafael Devers. And John Henry solely made this decision.
All right. John Henry, of course, the owner of the Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jonathan Papelbon's boss.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Which is how you must take all the comments at all times about when somebody's speaking from the Red Sox perspective and he's being paid by the Sox. So you got to take that with more than a grain of salt. Probably one of those big old salt shakers full of salt. But, yeah, I mean, he's not in the clubhouse, and so he's heard rumblings, and he's heard some things.
Well, I got more Pappy.
Sure.
You need some more Pappy?
A little bit.
I need some more Pappy.
No, I don't think the Red Sox care anymore. I think the biggest concern was getting rid of him, getting rid of someone who, when we ask him to do something, rebukes everything that they ask him to do. I can honestly tell you that as long as he's been here, he hasn't been a part of any team functions, and there's the team and then Rafael Devers. And you cannot win, I don't care in what league, when you don't have all 25 players all pulling in the same direction. It only takes one guy to be pulling in a different direction for a team to go down.
The biggest concern for the Red Sox was getting this dude off the team.
Right.
Get off my plane.
So he goes out there and he rakes on the regular, absolutely, helps you win a World Series, and because he didn't go to the blood drive in Pawtucket, now he's a bad guy?
905 OPS.
Right.
Their best player.
Sure.
Yes, a ring, and was raking. Raking this year.
Right. And so we got the off days at the food bank, and, you know, darn it, we'd love to have you out there, Raf, but he doesn't show up, so now he's a bad guy and he's a clubhouse cancer? That to me feels a little bit like he's carrying the owner's luggage with that comment.
Jonathan Papelbon.
We got bonus Pappy?
No, that was it. That was all. Okay. I mean, we got more, but that's enough.
Okay. Yeah.
That's enough.
There's plenty. Plenty.
Yeah, there was more stuff. There's more stuff. We had a cell phone go in and out. A lot of people really locked in. I even got a text from the lovely Christy on this one, and a text on our text line literally about 10 minutes ago about this one. A lot of people locked in on this phrase when he referenced statistical stats.
Yeah, it sounds redundant.
Statistical stats.
Yeah.
Not baseball stats, statistical stats.
And I heard him use the word, and I think it was rebuked, and he meant rebuke.
Rebuked, yeah rebuke.
I thought he said rebuke.
Maybe.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know.
The tempo and the cell phone was a little bit like it. I think it was a struggle to put more than six words at a time together.
Players to players, I think the Giants got the better end of the deal with what you're just talking about, statistical stats.
See? Yeah, I mean, they did.
I mean,
if you're just talking about statistical stats.
What if we're talking about players who play? Or ballers who ball.
Or what if we're talking about the blood drive in Pawtucket?
Right.
Then the Giants didn't get the better end of the deal.
He didn't want to go to team functions.
Nope. We got a lot of functions out there.
We're out here trying to go to team functions.
We are.
And he didn't go to those functions.
He didn't go to those.
Yeah.
The Giants had a team function today at 2:30. Rafi Devers went to that.
What's crazy is, and you pointed this out to me as it was getting underway and we were listening and chatting, that, and they said that the whole team was there.
Okay,
like,
I'm really glad you brought this up.
The whole team. So the team function was, let's go meet our new teammate.
This has never happened before. I want everybody to hear what Dibs just said. That has never happened in the history of Oracle Park. You had an introductory press conference for a player, and the whole team showed up to the press conference. So if you want to know why, it sounded kind of like a State of the Union address.
A little raucous.
Where like after half of the answers, they'd be like, yeah! And you're like, is that Susan Slusser? What is going on back there?
That's extra not- bags going crazy.
Pavs is like, I love this dude! We love you, Rafi! Yeah, that's not the media. That was the flipping team. That doesn't happen. Barry Bonds showed up. The team showed up. That doesn't happen. That's not the way big league ball players act. But it's what happened today.
Yes. Just one cynical comment about that.
Oh?
They're all there anyway because they got a game tonight.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
Well,
and
to
and
your
by
point,
the way,
they don't have to go from, like, I'm in the cage at 2:03, and it's like, I'm in the cage. I'm working on my process. I'm in the lab. No, they all stopped what they were doing. Towel snapping,
yeah.
Pusoy dose, whatever they were doing.
Towel snapping.
They're playing Pusoy dose in the clubhouse. All right, guys, last hand. We got to go see Rafi.
Checking to see if their shower shoes got any fungus on them.
Yeah, all that
stuff.
Yeah, you
playing
know, Xbox
ball player stuff.
Yeah, just, you know, whiling away the afternoon,
yeah,
getting ready to play a ball game.
Checking through all your different cell phones to see which girl you want to text tonight.
Maybe you're sliding into somebody's DMs on IG while you're on the commode.
Look,
actually, Pablo.
I actually don't even know, you know, through all our time doing this, if you asked me, what's the normal time that a ball player shows up for a 6:45 game? I don't know. I think they're usually there by 2:30. I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know that that's like always the case. I don't know if there's a specific time. You know, it might have to do with who needs treatment also and what your process is. But I'm not going to diminish it. I get what you're saying. It's not like, oh, wow, they walked upstairs. But that was definitely a message. That was a sign. And the Red Sox yesterday went on, in my opinion, the offensive of a little bit of a minor smear campaign on Rafi Devers. And I think that this was the Giants' answer. This was the Giants' answer to, hey, we're the Red Sox, and we're going to win more games now because he's gone. And we're going to send Pappy at you. And Pappy's going to tell you that the only goal here was to get this awful cancer off our team. Well, the Giants' messaging today was open arms. You damn well better believe that we think we've got a great teammate. And, oh, by the way, go ahead. Ask him the question that you all want to ask him. Hey, Rafi, where are you going to play? And Rafi looked at everybody in the room and said, wherever the bleep the Giants want me to play.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Boom.
I interpreted it as I'm going to play wherever I want to play. But I guess the
lost translation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Rafi actually said, I'm the boss.
Right.
I make the most money. I'm here longer than all of them will be, and I play where I want to play.
My contract
I'm
is
Batman.
Yeah, my contract is guaranteed.
My name is Buddy.
I'm nice. My name is Buddy.
Exactly. Why are you calling me Rafi? My name is Buddy.
I'm Batman.
My name is Buddy. A slight tinge of frustration from Buddy Hield.
A slight tinge of Napoleon Dynamite, actually.
Pretty good.
It's incredible. Anyway, speaking of the great Alex Pavlovich, he just sent out a tweet that I think you'd all like to hear. How about this? Bob Melvin did finally get asked in the dugout the Wilmer Flores question. And here's his answer. Bob said Wilmer will start at first base tomorrow night. And also said this will allow them to help keep Wilmer more fresh and, in fact, give him some nights off to mix in with his starts in the field. So, in other words, instead of DHing every night, how about if it's like first base three times a week or four times a week? And then on the other nights, we can have you off entirely, but we also have you as a weapon, as a pinch hitter in the late innings. Casey Schmidt will continue to be the starting third baseman until Matt Chapman returns. So there, I think we now have all of the answers with regard to how this is all going to lay out for the Giants with the addition of Devers.
Yeah, it's Devers, get up and get ready to play first. And when you're ready, when we think you're ready, you're playing first. And Wilmer, you're back to DH. And then when Chappie comes back, I do think that it's either a second base battle or, like you said, Casey Schmidt, super sub, and you know, maybe Fitzgerald needs a day, and so you play second today, and, well, Domus never takes a day unless you force him to, and Chapman's kind of the same, so you could pop Casey over at first as well and, you know, give Wilmer a day. There's a lot more optionality now with what you have.
I mean, I think, you know who this is really good news for, and we're just getting to know him, but it's Dominic Smith. When this trade happened, I'm like, oh, that guy's going to be gone here in about 3 days, but now I don't think that at all. Because I think Dominic actually can play some outfield too, so he can almost be a backup option out there, backup first baseman, good bat off the bench, late in games. I think the players now that are facing being sent down, like when Matt Chapman returns, you're looking at Christian Koss, and also Gerard Encarnacion, you're on the clock. If Wilmer Flores is going to be an off-the-bench option late in the innings, I would imagine you won't be. So those are the guys now that I think are looking at maybe a short stint until Matt Chapman
returns. You don't want to part with Encarnacion's 318 OPS. 318.
Or maybe you do.
Perhaps.
I mean, it's a small sample.
Yeah.
But he's put some crap on tape here in a short amount of time. I mean, he really has. All right, Valkyries and Dallas Wings today at 5. You can hear the game on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries, tune in at 5 p.m. for the action. Tomorrow, we'll be giving you the chance to go see Caitlin Clark. She's going to be in town on Thursday, Indiana Fever. Just listen between 5 and 5:30 tomorrow, your chance to go see one of the biggest stories in sports, one of the greatest players out there. You can also listen to that game right here on 95.7 The Game. And for tickets, go to Valkyries.com. Remember, we're giving you the chance to win My Chemical Romance tickets for July 19th at Oracle Park. Coming up next segment, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know the potential that I have, and my mentality is not just to make the Dodgers suffer, but every team that we play against.
I'm a Giants fan.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
So you and I are just sitting here on the internet.
Pretty fun.
World Wide Web. We're looking at a picture of the Giants players at the press conference. And obviously they're just in like t-shirts and workout gear and whatnot. And so we're going through there trying to identify who everybody is, which you can't, like you think you can do it, but it's not as easy as you think.
Right.
But you know what struck me is there's literally only one guy where we're like, who's that dude?
Now you're on fire.
Well,
going
he might,
through that.
He might be a trainer. You know, he might be somebody like on the strength and conditioning staff. He also might be like one of the, they just brought up two catchers. I don't know much about Andrew Kisner and Logan Porter.
I just looked at the pictures and I don't think that man is either of them.
Yeah, I don't think that's either of them. And, but you know what struck me is I don't think what you and I just did, I don't think we would have been able to do that during the Farhan era.
No. I mean,
because the Farhan era always had at least five players on the team where you're like, I'm sorry. Who?
When did he get here?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Like,
right.
Yeah, and by the time you figure out who they are, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know,
they're gone.
Right.
Who are you? You're like, I'm an Uber driver. I'm here to take people to Sacramento.
Exactly.
That's it.
And Farhan, I mean, he's going to give me some at bats and then he's going to trade me to Seattle because that's what he does.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of cool where you put up the picture and it's like, yeah, you know all those guys. And
I know all them dudes.
The one I didn't really recognize was Sean Jelly. And then when I looked again, it's like, of course.
That's
like
Jelly.
That's like me standing
like that.
Up.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
He is. He's very, very tall.
Among the tallest players in the history of the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Sitting right in front of him is Chappie, by the way, looking happy Chappie. I know he's down on the injured list right now, but he's got a towel around his neck, which suggests that he's been working out. He just came from a nice workout. He's getting himself ready to come off the IL in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And see if this Giants lineup can actually be now kind of what it looks like on paper. I'm trying to think back to that. And Giants fans, maybe you could help out. 888-957-9570. When's the last time the Giants lineup felt like this, where you're like, ooh, we got like 3, 4, 5 hitters in a row here that scare the opposition and that I don't want to go get a snack while they're hitting, kind of a thing. When's the last time the lineup felt like that? And don't say 2021. That's the last time they were good, but the lineup did not feel like that. And I don't even know that the lineup felt like that when they were winning World Series.
No.
Honestly, the last time, this is just what pops to mind. This is a snap reacts. So maybe this will, I'll think of something. But the last time the middle of the order felt like this for me was like Bonds, Kent, and Burks. Ellis Burks, Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds. Last time I was like, okay, middle of the order's up. Don't talk to me. Middle of the order's up. I've like circled 6:55 on my schedule today. Like, we're not cooking dinner right now. Like, I'm watching the bottom of the first because Jung-Hoo Lee, Willie Adames, and Rafael Devers are hitting. And if somebody gets on, Elliot Ramos will hit. Don't talk to me right now.
Right.
The Giants are up. That's how I feel tonight.
You have to be that excited because it's legit, like the lineup that they have. And I'm going back to that 2021 year and just looking at, you know, what they went with. First of all, they didn't have a lineup. I mean, I'm looking at their lineup for the year.
Obviously, we went with the best thing that we had that day.
Lamont Wade Jr. led off 58 times. He was your leadoff leader.
He was really good that year.
Yeah, Yaz hit second more than anybody else.
He was also really good that year.
Buster Posey was your three hitter.
Phenomenal.
Brandon Belt hit fourth, Crawford fifth. Then you get to Donnie Barrels, Steven Duggar, Kurt Casale. That's your batting order. And there was other pieces, obviously piecemeal. Longoria was in there, but he was hurt some. But to that point, even if you took the three best, and it's probably Belt, Posey, Longoria, or even Crawford that year, he had a
Crawford
career year.
Crawford was great, yeah.
Those guys had awesome years, but that still isn't as vaunted or daunting, rather, on paper as this one is.
Not at all. I mean, it's funny when you go through those names, it really underscores how absurd that season was in terms of players performing kind of over their expected value. Like, you just throw out a bunch of names and you're like, look at this. But, like, read their line score for the year. You know what I mean? Did Yaz have 24 home runs that year? Is that right?
25.
25 home runs. Lamont Wade, I think, had 18. Crawford was over 20. Belt had 29. Buster looked like Buster. He looked like prime Buster.
Yeah, only 18 homers, but an OPS of 889.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
So you always say that OPS of 750 is where you go. That's pretty much the average, right? 750 means
that's like the baseline of your good.
Okay.
I think 700 to me is like you're passable.
Yeah.
750 is like, all right, you're nice.
That team, Buster was 889, Brandon Belt 975.
Damn.
Donnie Barrels was 748.
Okay.
So right there.
Passable.
Brandon Crawford 895.
Crazy.
Longoria 833. Duggar 767. Yaz 768. Wilmer 782. Lamont 808. Ruff is on the move 904. Austin Slater, 744. So I just named about 11 guys who were at or very near, like, oh, you good.
No, these are, dude, if you're over 800, you're all-star level. If you're touching 900, you're elite. You're elite.
Brandon Belt, 975.
Dude, elite. 975 is absolutely out of control. I mean, 975, like, you're not Judge, you're not Otani, but you're next.
You're close.
You're next.
No doubt.
You want, can, okay, quick aside, 2021, dude, the ball was so juiced.
Oh, you think?
Oh, my God. The ball was so drunk. It was so drunk, and it's so not this year. The ball is so dead this year.
I think the ball is just the ball.
I think it's dead this year. I think it's flat this year. I don't know why they do this. I don't know if they know that this is happening. I know that these things get mass produced, and then somebody halfway through the year goes, oh, the stitching is kind of funny this year. And it's either loose or it's tight. And if it's loose, the ball is dead. And if it's tight, the ball is jumping. Think of all the conversations we've had about this ballpark, and then run this stat through your brain. The Giants were second in the league in home runs that year. That's dumb.
Well, the ball was jumping for everyone.
I understand, but like that's ridiculous. That lineup in this ballpark was second in the league in home runs. Dude, the ball was out of control. Absolutely out of control that year.
Yeah, it was it was jumping. No doubt. I mean, there was in totality 5,944 home runs hit in baseball. The next year, 5,215. So there were 729 fewer home runs year over year. And that's not just because Buster retired and Belt left and Crawford, you know. That was across the board where Major League Baseball looked at that year and thought, all right, we need to take a little of the juice out of this ball. Home runs went down about 15% year over year.
Yeah. Just that OPS number, you know, that you're throwing out there, and Brandon Belt was 975. This year, that would be tied for third in baseball behind Judge and Otani. Cal Raleigh, it has a 975 OPS. But yeah, the number of players who have a 900 or better OPS, there are only 13 of them in all of baseball. There are 13 players in all of baseball. Yes, Rafi Devers is one of them. He's one of the 13 players with a 900 OPS or better. Let's go live to Grandy with this update from Oracle Park.
Yeah, speaking of Rafi Devers, and based on what we heard Posey and Bob Melvin and even Rafi Devers say about where he's going to play in the field defensively, this shouldn't be that big of a surprise. He is already taking ground balls at first base. And if you want to see it, you can visit our Twitter page, at 957thegame.
Okay, the work has begun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Putting it in.
I mean, look, it's always, I guess, people will say, it's easy on day one to have a great attitude. Your relationships are not formed yet. You want to make a good impression. Think about your first day on the job.
Think about your first date, I was thinking.
Yeah,
like,
you dress up, you get there early, you make sure you've shaved.
Brush your teeth.
Right. You're going to do the hygiene thing. You're going to smile. You're going to make that impression. And so maybe that's what Rafi is doing today. But again, I said this earlier, if you're a Sox fan, you've got to, if you're even, and maybe you're not, but if you're watching this whole thing unfold, you are sick to your stomach. Rafi has come in here and looked like the prize student. He is the teacher's pet. He is saying everything that Giants fans want to hear, and now his actions are exactly what you'd want them to be. He is DHing tonight and batting third. But what is he doing pregame? He's getting to work. Get over there at first base. Grab a glove. This is what a first baseman's glove looks like if you've never had one before.
Which hand does it go
on? Put that thing on your hand.
Well, it's actually funny you say a first baseman because he is not using a first base glove taking grounders at first.
That's a good thing.
Looks like he's using his old third base glove.
Do that.
It's a tiny glove,
Yeah, the first baseman's glove is way bigger. So, get used to doing it with the little glove, and then the big glove, feels even easier.
Despite the fact that the Red Sox begged him to play first, he probably never even got himself a first base glove.
No!
So,
why would he? He's never played first in his career.
Exactly. And again, you can come down his road if you want on this, and I don't think you're crazy, but you should know the story of sort of how this unfolded. I would argue, now, you can accuse, this is just my perception from the other coast, you could accuse Devers of either being a little bit egotistical or immature or not the greatest team player. You could do that. But to borrow the great phrase from every elementary school playground, you started it. The Red Sox started this. The Red Sox signed a player at his position without talking to him. And then they begged him to do something different, which was to not play in the field at all. He didn't want to do it, and he eventually did it, and did it successfully. He raked, and then two more things happened. Their first baseman got hurt, and then they said, once distrust had already set in, now we want you to go play first. And he didn't want to do that. Secondly, another player on the team, a young player wanting to come up, sort of publicly took the stance of, I'll go play first base, which he felt was disrespectful in a clubhouse where he's the best player, where somebody basically publicly threw him under the bus. Again, you want to call him immature, egotistical? I think you can get away with that. But at the same time, I do think there were some actions that happened around him that, yeah, you don't do. You don't treat your best player that way. You just don't.
Well, the other side of it is you're paying him a lot of money and you're still going to have him play baseball, and everything comes down to what you think as management is best for the team. And the communication part of it, yeah, I get that. It's, you know, slightly akin to what we do here in this business. And if all of a sudden, you know, you get a call tonight and it's, we're going to have you do mornings starting tomorrow because, you know, it turns out we found somebody with a deep voice to come in and work with Dibs in the afternoon. So we'll see you at, 5 o'clock for the show meeting and all that. And you could say, well, no, we're not doing that. Now, it's different if they say, you know what, Mark, coming January 1st, this is what we're thinking. We're looking at a position change for you. We got somebody to come in the afternoons and, you know, it's going to be 6 months from now, but this is what we're kind of thinking. How do you feel about that? How can we work with you? It would be different. Now, you wouldn't be thrilled either way, but well, if that was the decision and you had like a 6 month or even a 3 month lead time, where it's like, hey, football season this year, here's what I'm thinking. Look. I do think that you would receive it better. You may not like it either way.
I don't know that we even need to like act like the audience thinks this is a hypothetical. This did happen to us. This did happen to us. This happened to us. How long has it been now?
Almost 3 years.
Only 3 years? Really?
Darn near, because you started in
October 21.
Right, and then we did that for about
a year and a half.
Yeah.
Year and a half. So it's been about 2.5 years.
Right.
Yeah, 2.5 years. Yeah, like
I got that phone call.
Yeah, this did happen to us. Was there a little bit of a clue and a lead up? A little one, but not a big one. And then when we did find out that we were moving time slots, there was a little bit of lag time. Not a long bit of a lag time. I think it was kind of like, hey, next week, this is what we're doing. The other part, though, about it's a fair comp in terms of this is how we can relate to what you're talking about. What's not a fair comp is you and I are not like one in a billion talents.
You speak for yourself on this one, but I get where you're going.
This is Rafael freaking Devers. And in professional sports, when you find one of the best athletes in the world, like you don't, I'm sorry, like that's just the way life works. You treat that person a certain way because they are very, very specialized. Now,
Well, you should treat them that way. Yes. And when you don't, then you become a bit of a clown organization.
Yep.
And this is where we sit because, yeah, he's obviously their best player and he helped win you a World Series. And yet you didn't think that it was necessary to go to him in, I don't even know what it was, December or January.
Whenever the Bregman thing started.
Yeah, when the hot stove was heating up, you couldn't even make a call.
Well, you know what we thought of we were talking about this before the show. This is not a perfect comparison because it's not apples to apples at all, but I think it does underscore
the point. I
know
where you're going. Yeah.
Remember when the Giants acquired Carlos Correa? They spoke to Brandon Crawford. And this was the previous regime. This was Farhan and Brandon. This was those guys.
And Brandon had never played another position other than short, is that right?
Right, and Brandon was also 35 and on his way out and not an elite offensive player. But they still, like everyone keeps using the word communication, and you're right, that is the word of the day. But you immediately, you and Guru took that word and changed it to another one, which was respect. It's just disrespectful. The Red Sox were disrespectful to Rafael Devers, and you cannot spin it another way. John Henry, Craig Breslow, whatever your names are, you can be mad all you want because Rafi's quote-unquote wasn't a team player to you. You were disrespectful first. You were. And I love when people are like, well, wait a minute, they were the boss. You're telling me a boss doesn't need to be respectful to the employees? He or she better. He or she better. I would demand that. You would demand that. You don't get to be a jerk just because you're in charge. Especially when, oh, by the way, who's actually in charge here? Nobody has ever in the history of ever bought a ticket to watch John Henry own. That's not how it works. This is professional sports. And if you do not show respect to the best athletes on your team, you're going to end up, and oh, by the way, Red Sox, you are, you're going to end up the organization that keeps shuttling great players off the team.
And when that happens, and if you have a pattern of shuttling players off the team, and you're a free agent, and you look at that organization, you're not necessarily going to be in love with the idea of going there because you see what's happened to Bogarts, and you saw what happened to Mookie Betts, and now this one with Devers, he gets traded just days after an alleged meeting where they didn't like the way he was going about his business, so now you get shipped out. So if I'm a big-time free agent, and I'm a, let's just say I'm a shortstop, and I like playing shortstop, and I want to be a shortstop, and you know, my fear would be you go there for 2 years, and they bring somebody in younger, and now I'm a DH? It's like, no, I've seen what you do to your superstars. I think that this, and it plays with what we're talking about with the Giants, like Buster Posey's reputation around the league, even though he's new in the job, it's top shelf.
Dude, I think
the
Q rating of the Giants in this moment is as high as it's been since Mad Bum walked off the damn mound in Kansas City. I'm not kidding. If you think about what this means as far as the perception of the Giants around the league, the whole team is showing up to press conferences. Rafi Devers is smiling from ear to ear and doing all the things immediately on day one that he wouldn't do in Boston. Buster Posey's in charge, a future Hall of Famer who is only a couple years removed from being a great player. And his resume is already piling up W's. He did have his fingerprints on Matt Chapman's extension. He did bring in Willie Adames. He did bring in, by the way, even royalty in this league in Justin Verlander. He did acquire Rafi Devers, and he does have his team now feeling like, you know what, let's all go upstairs together. Let's all go upstairs together and be at this press conference. That kind of stuff right there, watch how that filters into the stands. I mean, that I can't overstate how that vibe will translate to the fans. And I can't wait to see what it looks like and feels like out at the ballpark this week. Because I told you when I went to those back-to-back games against the Braves a couple of weeks ago, this was before Devers was a thought in anybody's mind. And it was already jammed and energetic at the stadium that weekend with the Padres and Braves coming into town. So, dude, he has completely elevated this thing. And again, Adames hasn't hit yet. I don't know what Devers is going to do tonight, but he has completely changed the way this city and this fan base feels about the baseball club.
Well, just think about what you've been saying, which is, you know, 6:55 tonight, which will likely be bottom of the first. It's a 6:45 first pitch, and you're already canceling dinner and shutting your kids into their room so you can yock in
or
lock in.
Yeah,
exactly. The first at-bat as a Giant, you're excited. And so now, I always gauge it like this when you're watching the game and as they're going to break, do up. And it's like, okay, I mean, I'm going to go do the dishes, and exactly. I'm not going to name the names of the people who, you know, prevent me from staying totally locked in. But now when it's coming up, you know, bottom of the first, Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, and Rafael Devers. We'll be right back. Da-da-da, whatever the Comcast That's right.
Then
you're back. You're not going anywhere. And so they now have that. And the other thing that I've been thinking about, Mark, is in the offseason this year, if you are a free agent who previously has been a little bit spooked by Oracle Park, you can now look at this offense and think, well, yeah, they're not all like crushing it, but I want to be a part of that batting order and you know, I want to be a guy who can join an actual offense that has some power outside of just one guy.
No, I mean, this absolutely should have a ripple effect for all the guys. They'll see better pitches. I think they're like, the first thing I spoke about yesterday, Bud, was this. And I think that this goes for the players too, but also the fans. The inferiority complex is gone. Like, you even saw it last weekend. They did fine. They went and won Friday, and they held up well on Sunday in a 5-4 loss. But you walk into Dodger Stadium, and you're kind of like, oh, boy. Whew. We don't have the horses to play this game. We might win because it's baseball, but we don't have the horses to play this game. That is gone. Gone. The Padres can come to town. The Dodgers can come to town. The Phillies can come to town, and the Mets can come to town. Yes, you have the horses just like they do. It's all different now.
Yeah, and I think it's as much a factor for the fans as it is for the players, because now the fans can feel a lot more excited about, you know, we might be able to win a game 7-6. We can have a pitcher have a bad outing and still feel like we're not out of it.
888-957-957 is the number. Jim Bowden said yesterday, a deal like this should never happen. A GM should never do this, meaning the Red Sox. Well, someone else who's been in those shoes and was the assistant GM for the Giants under Brian Sabian, Ned Colletti, will join us next. We'll talk about the art of the deal, the art of this specific deal. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And also, we are moments away from opening up the lines for My Chemical Romance. Don't call yet, but we'll give you the cue coming up in the next handful of minutes on Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. We're counting down. We're getting close. The game's going to start here in a couple hours. Rafi Devers' debut. But first, and we're about to have Ned Colletti on to talk all of this out. Get the Valkyries game starting in about 10 minutes. Go over to the Odyssey app if you would like to check that out. But right now, it is time for My Chemical Romance, July 19th, Oracle Park. We're going to give you this chance today and every 4 o'clock hour all week long. One of the winners will be randomly upgraded to 2 sweet tickets. But if you'd like to win those tickets, now is that time. Contest line, 415-523-4652. Caller 5 is the winner. It's all brought to you by Live Nation, 415-523-4652. My Chemical Romance, be caller 5 right now. Good luck. Keep listening. We'll do it every day this week. For more info and to buy your own My Chemical Romance suite tickets, just log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. Now out to the River Islands guest line to chat with Ned Colletti, former exec with the Giants, Dodgers as well. He's been in this kind of position. Really thankful to have you today, Ned. How you been, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. What is your initial reaction to a deal like this? And I mean it from this perspective. Like Jim Bowden said yesterday, a deal like this should never happen from the Red Sox perspective. Do you agree with that? What's your take here?
Well, I agree. I think the Giants made themselves a great deal. I think they really changed the franchise. I think it'll pay dividends for a long time. Look, they're not getting a Gold Glove player, but they're getting a legit middle-of-the-order bat. Guys that they've been pursuing for a few years in free agency and weren't able to sign, but they got one now. I think it was a tremendous deal for San Francisco.
How rare is it to have this sort of a blockbuster happen this early before the trade deadline even comes?
Well, it is rare, but when the circumstances that Boston had with Devers, I mean, it's almost the sooner it happens for them, the better, in a weird kind of way. You know, did they get value for value? I don't think so. But they couldn't keep the situation going the way it was going. It was continuing to shred the clubhouse a little bit. So, you know, you got to make the move when you can make the move. Something else that surprised me is that the way the media works today and the way there's so much information always floating around, nobody knew this. Nobody knew this until it was announced. It surprised the entire baseball world and sporting world, which I give a lot of credit to both organizations for keeping it quiet. But it also tells you it probably came together fairly quickly. And Jack and Buster, they saw something that could help them, and they weren't going to wait to make it a better deal. They made a good deal as it was.
Ned Colletti with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Ned, I'm really interested in that comment, like that both organizations deserve credit for keeping it quiet. But does that also mean that Boston didn't necessarily shop him around, and therefore did they get the best deal?
Well, you know, you don't just shop. You know, you wait for teams to call you too, because you're talking about a big money player. This player is owed over $300 million, you know, making 30 some a year. So this isn't somebody that you can easily shop. Any team that had an interest in him, there's only a few teams, A, that can afford them. And any team in that group that had interest probably had to make a call and say, hey, would you think about moving Devers? I mean, we've done that before in my career where, hey, you think something's impossible until you make the call, and then you know you got a chance. But when you think about picking up this type of salary, there's only so many franchises that could do it. And then when you probably list the limited number of franchises that could afford to do this financially, and then you whittle it down to who needs this type of player, who needs this type of player who's going to play first base and end up being a DH at some point in time, you know, you're kind of limited in really your scope of where you can do it. And I think that they, you know, obviously they like the left-handed pitching, and they're getting a good relief pitcher out of it, and they get another good prospect out of it. You know, it reminds me a little bit, and I think the players that San Francisco gave up are better than the players the Dodgers gave up for Betts. But it kind of reminds me of that deal a little bit. You know, how do you give up somebody that you've made the face of the franchise? That was Mookie Betts for a long time. And he ended up getting traded for two guys that never panned out, and Alex Verdugo, which you can, no disrespect to Alex, I actually drafted him. But, you know, you can find Alex Verdugos.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing with Devers.
Exactly. It's hard to find Mookie Betts as well. Ned Coletti here on 95.7 The Game. So you talked about the secrecy aspect of this. How challenging was that for you in the front office? And is it something that you had to explicitly express to the GM on the other side to make sure that there were no leaks going around?
Well, you kind of know who you're dealing with in at the beginning, and you know who's got the tenacity to make a deal, and you also know who's going to have to, you know, float it, so to speak, before they're going to do it. But I think the best group that I was ever around was the group in San Francisco with Sage and the late Dick Ticro. Nothing got out. Nobody knew anything we were doing. We had a small shop. We kept it in tight, and, you know, information is valuable. And so we respected it. We respected Brian and Dick Tidrow and I. We respected each other, so we never let anything out. And I had a little bit of an issue in L.A. when I first got there, but I solved that about a year later. And, hey, if you want to be involved in conversations, you're going to have to be trusted to the utmost, not only in your evaluation, but in your ability to keep things locked up. So, you know, you hardly ever see that when you think about it.
Ned Coletti with us. Ned, will you refresh my timeline? When did you leave the Giants to go to L.A.?
I left at the end of the 05 season. I left in November of 2005.
Okay, so obviously this predates a deal that has been discussed a lot lately, because I don't even know if you know this. Buster Posey publicly stated about a week ago that he really loved the Zach Wheeler, Carlos Beltran deal that the Giants pulled off. Even though fans look back on that as a failure, they didn't make the playoffs, and Wheeler became a star pitcher. But Buster was like, I love the aggressiveness that the front office showed, because it told us they believed in us and they were going for it. So in a way, you know, guys like you, Brian Sabian, who maybe, and I know Buster didn't come up until after you were gone, but I don't know. In a way, it feels like the former regime's fingerprints are on this a little bit.
Well, I thought it was a great thought process. And the way, when I came up in the game with the Cubs with Dallas Green, who was our general manager, you know, he would say, hey, look, you only get so many chances to win. And you only get so many chances, you know, to get to the World Series. And if you don't take those chances, shame on you. And I always felt that way, and Sabes always felt that way. I think in my L.A. tenure, which was almost a decade, I think there was one time where I traded a star player, Rafael Furcal, to give him a chance to play in the playoffs. We weren't going to make it that year. Other than that, it was always acquire, acquire, acquire. Any time of the year, June, July, late August, you know, waiver deadline, it meant that. Same thing with Sabes. That's how we went about it. And so I think that, you know, when you think about the Wheeler and Beltran deal, and yes, it looks today like it was one-sided, but at the time, the Giants had a chance to go for it. And Buster's right on. When the players see somebody walk in that room that they know is a player, that they know is a guy that can help them get better today, that is a huge boost. I go back a long time now. I'll go back maybe the year 2000, and I was with the team in Texas, and or in Houston, and Sage calls and he says, I got a chance to get Andres Galarraga. What do you think? I says, we need it. We need somebody to walk in that room that people know this guy's going to help us, because the team has played as hard as it can play all the way through. And it gives everybody a joke. It told the Giant clubhouse the other day that Buster and Zach and his front office and the ownership are paying attention to the effort that they're making. And I think that goes a long way. It's a long season. You're going to get mentally tired as well as physically tired. But when you got a front office that does what Buster and Zach just did, that really rejuvenates the entire group. I think they got a far better chance today than they had a week ago.
Yeah, and the boost is going to hopefully be visible tonight here in just a couple hours when they get the first game with Devers as the DH. Ned, when you're going through this process of acquiring a player and having to part with prospects, what goes into the thought process of, you know, how do you deal a guy, a prospect, and how do you really know, especially with a really young player, whether or not they should be thrown into a deal?
Well, that's a great question. I think one of the most important things for any general manager or president of baseball ops, whatever you want to title it, is to really know your system and to know the players. And, you know, the Giants traded some good players. There's no doubt. they traded a bit of the future. But you're talking about a difference maker in the middle of the lineup, the guy that's going to play every day, not make a start every fifth day or come out of the pen every second or third day. You're talking about an everyday player that's going to affect your lineup on both sides. So you're going to have to pay for it. And the teams, other teams are scouting too. And so, you know, they know, Boston knows who they want to get out of the Giants if they're going to make this type of deal. And so it's just the way you got to do it. And, yeah, you're going to part with some guys that you hate trading. I traded Nathan Eovaldi for Hanley Ramirez. I hated doing it. And Nathan was, you know, was in the big leagues for maybe a couple of weeks by then. But I knew that he was going to be special. I knew he competed off the chart. I hated doing it. But you know what? At that place and time, I needed Hanley Ramirez. And so the Giants think the same way, probably. Hey, you know, they've played hard. They may have played a little bit beyond what the expectation was. So if you're going to continue to have the expectation become the reality, you're going to have to add to it. And so you trade some quality. And nobody knows really what Harrison's going to be at the end of the day. Right now, he's still a bit of a wish. You know, he hasn't established himself. And, you know, the old saying was, you know, in Boston, you know, you don't ever acquire a left-handed pitcher with Fenway Park because of the green monster and the shortness of the wall. So, you know, they're stepping out a little bit. He's got a lot of talent. What he does with it, time will tell. History will write how it goes, you know. But it's something you got to make that decision on. And nobody knows a player better. Nobody knows a player better than the team he's coming from.
That's a statement right there for this deal for sure. Ned Coletti, the former Dodger GM, former assistant GM with the Giants, is with us here on 95.7 The Game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.